Hello, Audioboo. I literally got home, like, maybe half an hour ago, and I'm just unpacking my suitcase, and I thought I would come in and just record a boo, and let the world know that I made it, and I'm here, and I don't really know how I feel about it. It's funny, I just saw that Mindy recorded a very similar boo to the boo that I am going to record. And sometimes I feel like we share a brain or something, because I don't know, we just feel the same way about a lot of things a lot of the time. And it's really interesting. But I'm home, and it's been a really, really long day that started at 6 a.m. after me only getting, like, maybe 4 hours of sleep or some mess. No, I think it was less than that, because I know we didn't leave the casino till at least midnight. I think it was like 1 when we left the casino, because I remember Mindy saying something about it being 12:45, and I lost all my money, and she cashed out at, like, the same time. So, yeah, it was at least 1 when we left. And then I still had to relieve Oak and stuff, and that took, like, maybe 20 minutes. So, oh, no, right, and then we were standing waiting to get a volunteer for, like, at least 20 minutes. So, yeah, I probably didn't get up to my room till, I don't think I checked the time. I just crashed. I didn't even read last night, and that's super weird, because I always read a little bit before I go to sleep, but oh, not last night. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I crashed. It was probably like 2, and then I got up at 6. So, yeah, me living on like 4 hours of sleep, and it was a long day. Oh my god. The flight was delayed this morning. Not terribly, but it was a little bit. And then it took forever for the quick shuttle to show up because they had some problem at the border or something. I don't know, it was like over half an hour late. Like, no, I think it was like almost an hour late. And then when I finally got on the quick shuttle, it took forever for us to get across the border. It was a huge ordeal. We probably waited there for like at least an hour. And then when I finally got to the place where the quick shuttle dropped me off and I got in my cab, ugh, the cab driver's ATM machine, or not ATM machine, but debit machine was broken. And I was trying to pay with my, first I tried my Visa card, and it didn't work. It declined, and I thought, okay, well, I'm on vacation. I've been using my Visa card for the entire trip. You know, there's a chance that it might decline, and I wasn't tripping on it, because I knew that I could use my checking account, which I knew had the money in there, so that was cool. So then I tried to use my checking account. No, it did the same thing, and I knew that the money was in there. I even logged into my online banking and checked, and it was in there, like I thought, and it turns out that their system was having problems, and it took him forever to figure that out. And so then he drove me to an ATM machine, which thankfully he didn't charge me for, but that was a whole ordeal, because it wasn't an accessible ATM machine, and I had to get someone to help me with it, and blah blah blah, and ugh, not what I needed after a long ass day of traveling. Yes, I just said long ass. I resisted saying it the first time, but it just came out. I'm at the point now, man, I don't even know what's gonna come out next. But I'm here now. I'm on my Wi-Fi that actually works. Thank the Lord. It's wonderful to have Wi-Fi that actually works and doesn't just cut out all the time. It's great. I'm digging it. Although my apartment feels really small and it's unbelievably quiet, and it's going to be super weird not just being able to call someone and be like, hey, what are you doing for dinner or whatever. Like, man, it's just back to life, the day-to-day blah, blah. And I have to go back to work tomorrow, which I'm not really going to say anything about that because it is what it is. I have a short shift. But I have to start at 10, which means I have to leave by 8, which means I get to get up at 6 again. But yeah, back to life. Vacation's over. I always just feel a little bit weird about this time when it's all over and it's like, oh. But I think I'm going to order a pizza. When I went to the ATM machine, I got some extra cash out so that I could order a pizza and just pay cash and be done with it. So I guess that was the good thing about having to stop by the ATM machine. I do not feel like cooking. I don't have any groceries to cook with, even if I wanted to cook. I literally need to go grocery shopping. Like, soon. And I need to do laundry and all kinds of grown-up things. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna hook up my new speaker because it's the only Bluetooth speaker I have that works right now. And I'm gonna jam out to something and just hang out. Or maybe I'll watch a movie on Netflix. Or, I don't know, I'm gonna do something though and it's gonna be great. It's not gonna involve, I don't know, I'm just gonna chill out. So yeah, that's me. I'm home. I'm feeling kind of blah about it, just being home and not being with my friends. But it'll be cool to see my coworkers tomorrow. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope you all are having a good day / night / rest of convention. Ugh. I'm all, like, stuffed up. I don't know. I hope I'm not getting sick. Although that would not surprise me going from, like, literally 100 degree Fahrenheit to, like, I think they said in Bellingham it was 64 or some mess. So if it was that here, there, then it is going to be the same here because we pretty much have the same weather as Seattle and Washington State. So if I get sick, yeah, my body's probably going to wig out. Anyway, good night, Audio Boo. If anyone wants to text me or whatever, feel free. I'm just chilling. But see you later.